Today on More to Life, Catholic Home. Got parenting questions? Want a more faithful, loving, or joyful home life? Let us help. 877-573-7825. Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising, relevant, hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN, Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, Catholic Home. That's H-O-M. It stands for Households on Mission. And we are taking your parenting questions today on More to Life. If you want to create a more faithful, loving, joyful, connected Catholic home, we want to help you do that. Give us a call right now at 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825.
Loving, faithful, joyful, connected. That all sounds like a dream, because sometimes keeping our family together feels like, you know, minimum just herding cats. Do you have questions about parenting, family life, discipline? Are you wondering how you and your spouse and your kids can come together to have a more meaningful faith and prayer life at home? Would you like to figure out how to stop bickering and start enjoying each other more? Of course, family life doesn't end at the four walls of our home. Maybe you have questions about getting along with your adult kids or having a better relationship with an extended family member. If you've got family questions, we've got faith-filled answers. Give us a call today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
We're taking all your questions about parenting and family life at every age and stage. If you're listening later on to the More to Life podcast, you can still get your questions in. Shoot us an email. That address is questions@moretoliferadio.com. That's with the number 2, questions@moretoliferadio.com. But we do love hearing your voice and being able to ask those follow-up questions. So give us a call if you're tuning in right now. Again, the number 877-573-7825. If you're looking for ongoing daily feedback, we offer that through the Catholic Home app. That's Catholic H-O-M. You can download that and try it out for free for 30 days. We offer tons of creative resources and, most importantly, pastoral accompaniment to all the folks who subscribe. In other words, you can ask a question of our whole pastoral counseling team anytime about parenting, about marriage, about living your faith at home, and dealing with all the stuff that makes Catholic parenting a little challenging these days. So if you're interested in getting daily support, download the Catholic HOM app. It's available for Android and iOS. Get it wherever you get your apps. That's Catholic HOM. But you don't have to wait. You can call in right now at 877-573-7825. Our show, again, titled Catholic Home. That's H-O-M. Stands for Households on Mission. And if you've got parenting questions, questions about family life, questions about living your faith at home or dealing with the pushback you get when you try to live your faith at home, questions about dealing with your adult kids, or really any other topic related to family life, we are here to help you create a more loving, caring, faithful, joyful Catholic home life. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And if you're wondering, what is the theology of the body and how can it help me with my family life? Well, you've come to the right place. Every day on More to Life, we look at this theology of the body that St. John Paul gave us in a series of reflections he presented over the course of about 5 years when he was Pope, that looked at how we can live a more abundant life and have healthier, holier relationships by prayerfully reflecting on God's plan for creation and his design of our bodies in particular.
The theology of the body reminds us that working to build a strong, godly family life is the most important way we can build the kingdom of God. The church tells us that families are the building blocks of society and the church herself. We often forget that building strong, loving, peaceful, joyful family lives is an actual ministry. We think that God wants us to spend all our time saving the world, changing the culture, or engaging in politics, and those are important things in their place. But according to the church, the most important thing we can do is spend our time building strong connections with our kids, loving our spouse, overcoming the challenges that make it hard to be a joyful, godly, close family that works well together, prays well together, and enjoys spending time together. That is the building block of God that God really wants for his kingdom.
Well, that's right. The theology of the body reminds us that each Christian family is called to be a brick that helps to build and support that kingdom of God. You can't build a civilization, much less a civilization of love, as the theology of the body calls us to, out of soft and crumbling bricks. And the time we spend learning how to be better spouses, more effective Christian parents, and build stronger, more faithful family lives isn't taking us away from the ministry work God wants us to do. It is the most important ministry we can engage in, especially as spouses and parents. We can't raise faithful kids and will never build a godly society or a holy church unless we learn how to fill our houses with the warmth of God's love so that God can use our example to draw the world to him. As St. John Paul the Great reminded us, the success of every other ministry depends first on Catholic families becoming what they are, witnesses to God's love and the power of his grace in the midst of a hurting world. That's a tall order, you know, and a lot of times as parents, we're just happy to get through the day. But if you are looking for ways to build a stronger, more loving, connected, caring Catholic household, if you've got parenting questions, questions about living your faith at home, questions about dealing with all the challenges that we as Catholic parents face at every age and stage, whether those are with younger kids or our adult kids, we are here to help. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we thank you for the gift of families and all the joys and struggles that family life brings with it, because we recognize, Lord, that in those joys and struggles are our blessings and opportunities for growth. And so we bring in particular those challenges and struggles to you now, and we ask you to help us to know how to respond to those things in ways that draw us closer to you and to each other. Transform our families. Help them to become strong, dynamic domestic churches that are filled with your love and witness to your grace, so that the example of our family lives can call the whole world to you, and that we can share your love with our children, so that they'll grow up to be the next generation of godly, loving, faithful people, building your kingdom for generations to come. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, Catholic Home, that's H-O-M, it stands for Households on Mission. We're talking about parenting, especially Catholic parenting and Catholic family life and all the challenges we face in trying to build a more faithful, loving, caring, connected, orderly, peaceful, you name it, Catholic home. Give us a call. The number is 877-573-7825. And tell us if you've got questions about parenting, family life, discipline. If you're wondering how you, your spouse, and your kids can come together to have a more meaningful faith or prayer life at home. If you'd like to figure out how to stop bickering and start enjoying each other more, or connect more effectively with your adult kids or other family members, we are here for all those questions today on More to Life. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Jody, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Connecticut.
Hi, Jody. Welcome to More to Life. How can we help you out? Yes. Hi, Jody. What's up?
Yes. Hi. Thank you for taking my call. The reason I'm calling is my son just came back from college, and he's 19. And when he got back from college, I noticed the partying and all that kind of stuff was very amped up. He actually ended up, had a friend driving his car, got in an accident, and I found all kinds of beer cans. So they were completely trashed. And that night, my son actually kind of poured out his heart to me about what he was feeling, going through, and blah, blah, blah. You know, and some of that is he was drinking, but some of that I know is true. And since he's been home, which is about 3 weeks, had a lot of ups and downs. It was pretty miserable for that first week after this accident. And we put into place, you're going to go to counseling. Matter of fact, to you. He hasn't done that yet, but we're going to do that. And we took the car away and, you know, try to put some measures in. But he's supposed to get a job, and he hasn't gotten the job yet. And he's sleeping till like 1 or 2 in the afternoon. And my husband just doesn't even know what to do with him. And I believe me, I've bought all your books, especially the one about how to speak to your adult children and that. And I've been really trying to focus on the relationship there and trying to keep that. And my husband as well. And I don't really know what to do with my son. He lied to us about his grades. And right now in my house, it's awful.
Okay. And when you say he lied about his grades, is he flunking out entirely?
No, he got a 2.82, and in the program that he's in, you have to have a 3.2. And
gotcha.
He's got a warning. And
how far away is he? When he's in college, how far away is he?
45 minutes.
Okay, so
he's only 45 minutes away. Is he living at the college?
Yes. And he joined a fraternity because he had the need he was going at there is he's an only child, and he's like, Mom, I want to make sure that I have friends and, you know, this and that. And he's like, we all know what the fraternities are doing, and I know what I was doing at that age. And there's a little bit of me has compassion, but there's another part of me that says that this is beyond that.
He brought this home with him. Now, you said he poured out his heart to you the night of the car crash. And, yeah, you know, some of it's because he was drinking. But did he tell you anything in particular that would give you some insight into
why this
is going on? Anything that we can work with?
Yeah, he said, Mom, I'm very lonely. I'm terrified about that I'm going to die.
What do you mean by that, Jody?
Well, he was born with a heart condition, but he's fine. I mean, as in, like, it's okay right now. Like, he hasn't had any second intervention. Nothing is going on. It's just, you know, it's in his head a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, well, and he's also not treating his body well, too, so.
Okay. Yeah, and he also told me he was, like, you know, using a lot of girls and just kind of, like, going through people, and he was feeling lonely, and just, you know, I'm thinking to myself, wow, you know, okay, all right.
No, he's really spiraling, and so, Jody, I would suggest this, that you know, there needs to be kind of a come-to-Jesus conversation with your son about the fact that he can't go back to college the way he's been, whether that means living at home and commuting to school.
Yeah, 45 minutes is not a big deal.
Or going to a closer school. But he's clearly not able to handle the school environment that he's in right now. And so what I would say to him is that, you know, he has the next 4 months to kind of prove to you that he's able to get his life in order, that he's going to get the kind of help that he really needs to succeed at this. That I would suggest also that you guys reach out for some help, whether that's through our organization or locally, because you need to know how to support him and what lines to set. You know, because you're right. You know, maintaining the relationship is important, but there's going to be some tough love that's called for here too, and so knowing how to do that is going to be important. But I, if it was my kid, I would say, look, I love you with all my heart, but clearly you're struggling, and I want to help give you all the tools you need to succeed. Clearly, you're not able to do that in the environment that you're in at school with the tools that you've got. So we either need to take the next, 3 months to get you into a place where you've got the tools you need to succeed in the school that you're in, and you'll know that because he'll get the job. He'll be getting up in the morning. He'll be going to work. He'll be being responsible. He'll be doing therapy. He'll be following through with the homework. Right, so it's not like you have to wait to see him go to school to see if he, does any better. It's you're going to see his behavior over the summer changing.
Yeah, he needs to prove it out now.
Or if it's not changing, you're going to say, well, I can't send you back there just to flush your life down the toilet.
Well, if it's not changing, he's speaking to you through his actions. Don't look at the words. Look at the actions. And if he's not getting himself out of bed, if he's not applying for a job, if he's not calling and getting a counseling appointment with someone, if he's not living a life that's clean and healthy and good and getting himself away from some of these people and these behaviors, he's letting you know, I can't do this and I still need my parents' help.
And maybe he goes to community college next year, or maybe he goes to a college that's closer that he can commute to, or whatever. But
or maybe
I would,
he takes a year off and gets himself together.
Yeah, but I would focus on, sending that message to him that you love him, you want him to succeed. Clearly, he's in a place where he cannot do that right now, which either means that he needs to get the tools and demonstrate to you that he can take responsibility for his life, or that you need to make some serious changes. Have that conversation with him. Don't wait for him to call to make an appointment. You make the appointment, and if he doesn't go, you guys start going without him at first to start learning how you can use the tough love that needs to happen here to get him back on track. But this is a young man who's dealing with a lot of anxiety, maybe some depression. He's acting out. And this is what boys and men tend to do with depression. Women will tend to get, kind of quieter and kind of turn in on themselves. Boys tend to be self-destructive. And so I'm concerned about, his mental health overall. So please do reach out as soon as possible to either some local resources or if you're looking for faithful help through our organization, for not just for him, but for you guys too, so that you know how best to set those limits with him. But you definitely have to have that come to Jesus call that we're talking about here today with him so that he understands really what's at stake. Don't do it in a punitive or angry way, but in a way that's, again, I want you to be able to succeed. And clearly, in the place that you're at, you don't have the tools to be able to do that. So we either need to get you those tools in the next couple of months, or we need to make a change in where you're going and how you're going to look at the fall, because we can't keep doing this. Jody, thank you so much for the call. If there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here or at CatholicCounselors.com. And we're taking your calls, listeners, today on More to Life on our show titled Catholic Home, and that's spelled H-O-M. It stands for Households on Mission. If you'd like to get daily support, you can download the Catholic HOM app and get all the creative resources and professional support you need to build a more loving, caring, connected Catholic household on mission. You can ask your questions of our whole pastoral counseling team every day, plus check out the podcasts, the downloadables, and other resources all there on Catholic HOM. But we're taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825. If you've got parenting questions, questions about family life, about discipline, about your relationship with your kids, whether they're littles or adult kids, we want to help you build a more strong, loving, caring, connected Catholic household on mission. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls. Plus, we'll be joined by Anastasia Northrup. She is the founder of the National Catholic Singles Conference. She'll be talking to us about the theology of the body's insights on family life when we come back after this break.
Cresta in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Brought to you by the nonprofit Seton Home Study.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray Guarendi here. You thinking about homeschooling? Seton Homeschooling. 40 years of experience, 17,000 current students, pre-K through high school. They provide the books, the lesson plan, the counselors, the grading services, the tests. That's right, pretty much everything. My wife and I use Seton, some of our children. Tell you this, two of them got perfect ACT scores in verbal. And overall, the Seton students scored more than 100 points above average on the SAT. Over 30% higher on English and reading on the ACT. It's a rigorous program. You want to give the very best to your kids? Trust me on this one. Go with Seton. It is a beautifully rigorous academic program. Go to setonhome.org. That is setonhome.org.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, Catholic Home, that's H-O-M, stands for Households on Mission, and we are taking questions about parenting, about family life, about living your faith at home, and about all the challenges that we face in leading strong, faithful, loving, joyful, connected Catholic family lives in this world today. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Anastasia Northrup. She is an expert on the theology of the body and founder of the National Catholic Singles Conference. Anastasia, welcome to More to Life.
Thank you so much, Dr. Greg.
You know, well, we were talking earlier about how family life is a ministry, and when you and I were discussing this, you wanted to share some thoughts from both the theology of the body and your own experience of your family about how it really is a ministry.
Sure, yes. Well, first of all, what you were saying earlier reminded me of the line in John Paul II's document, Familiaris Consortio, you know, family become what you are. And it's such a simple line, but it just is a reminder to me about, you know, the family is this community of life and love, as you were saying, and that the main job, the main mission of the family is to be that. And sometimes, like you were saying, you know, sometimes we might feel like, oh, I need to be doing all these other things, and all these other things are good, but the foundational thing is building that community of life and love. And when I see that, the importance in my own life is that, for example, one time, you know, we would have parties and potlucks and, you know, these things, and especially even when I was a young adult, and I'm the oldest of nine, right? So my younger siblings, like my little brother, friends would come over, and he'd be like, can you play a game with me? You know, and I didn't understand the power of that experience of people just coming over, experiencing our family life, my parents being very gracious and welcoming. And until a friend of mine said, you know, I was talking about organizing conferences, you know, because the guy's been doing this for 20 years. And he said, oh, don't bother with the conferences, just have parties. I was like, you know, what the heck? But then I realized his point was, is that the, you know, the conferences are good, right? But they're wonderful. But the power of coming to a gathering and seeing a family interact and their love, there's something intangible about that, but there's something irreplaceable about it too. And so I think anybody that's, like you said, spending time working on that, okay, how can we love better? How can we build that love and the joy in our family? You know, that's all time very well spent. Like it's invaluable. And
yeah, you know, I want to jump in on this, because, you know, because I want to be clear, I'm not knocking parish service at all. We should be involved in our parishes, right?
Exactly.
Let me say
big
that right
time,
up front,
yeah.
Okay? But, I think that most Catholics have the idea that if I'm a faithful Catholic, that means that I'm volunteering for tons of stuff at my parish, even if that means neglecting my family life. And that's really backwards. And St. John Paul really called us to look at that and realize that are as lay people, especially as married people or parents, that what we're really called to do is build strong domestic churches first. And then, if there's time, to go and do other things. Because if we have kind of crumbling bricks, we can't build a godly society or a holy church. Could you comment on that a little bit?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to even stress the importance of that. But we all come to our different volunteer roles and the mission in the church and everything as we are. We only have to give what we have. And so if we don't have that foundation from home, let's say as a child, if I'm going out or the parents going out into the church, if we don't have that foundation of love and life at the home, it's going to make it more difficult for us to be those strong bricks in the community and show up as a witness of life and love to those around us. And so, and the power of witness, I work with singles, and when I have couples come and speak to the singles, like, they just love seeing the interaction of the couples. And again, there's something just really powerful about the witness. And I think sometimes we underestimate that. So when we build that community of life and love at home, just in our interactions and the joy and the however we can work on those relationships, then when we do go out and do mission work and ministry and serve in the church, then we're bringing that life and love and joy into the church as well. And that's going to make a stronger witness and make us more
absolutely
effective.
Well, and speaking of your work, the National Conference for Single Catholics is coming up this August 16th and 18th. You want to tell us a little bit about that and how people can register who might be interested?
Sure, yeah, I'm very excited. It's our 23rd conference, and it's actually going to be in Las Vegas. So some people are like, what are you doing in Vegas? I'm like, hey, we're about grace about
bringing the gospel to Vegas is what we're doing. Yeah.
Exactly. Mother Teresa went. It's like, you know, she can go, I can go. But, yeah, no, we're going to meet there. It's a great place. Me and hundreds of single Catholics from all over the country, and we're just opening registration this week, and we have a first special discount for the first 100 people to register, so we're very
wonderful.
Excited.
Check it out at nationalcatholicsingles.com, and we got to go to break with that, but thank you so much, Anastasia. nationalcatholicsingles.com. We're taking your calls at 877-573-7825 about parenting and Catholic family life. Give us a call. Let's talk it out. Be back in a minute.
Teaches that Jesus Christ is literally and wholly present, body and blood, soul and divinity, under the appearances of bread and wine. In the Bread of Life discourse, documented in John chapter 6, Jesus states that he is the bread of life, and that his flesh is true food and his blood true drink. The Jews were scandalized in verse 52. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus does not back down, but reiterates this teaching four more times over the next four verses. Many left in verse 66 because this teaching was truly difficult. But at no point does Jesus water down his teaching and call them back. No, he allows them to leave, and even questions his 12 apostles if they too wish to leave. Jesus intended to be understood literally, and the Jews, apostles, and the Catholic Church absolutely take him at his word. Examining the truth of the Catholic faith, this is faithforensics.org.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
We listen to all kinds of things, as the Pope says. The radio, the TV, we listen to our phones, all kinds of other messages. But are we silencing ourselves enough that we may listen for God? The other thing we need to do is continue to educate ourselves on the faith. Are we listening to Catholic programming on a regular basis? Are we attending really good, healthy, faith-filled conferences to learn more from those who may be scripture scholars or apologists, or maybe just a good talk from a spiritual leader, or maybe watching a good video of a wonderful priest such as a Father John Ricardo or a Bishop Barron or someone else? So continue to, as Father John Harden used to say, educate, educate, educate yourself in the Catholic faith.
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popcheck. When feeling attacked, judged, or misunderstood, our natural tendency is to react, to lash out and defend ourselves. We assume that the other person intends to be offensive. But even when it seems like someone is being purposefully antagonistic, we don't really know their true intentions. That's why charity and good psychology remind us that instead of reacting harshly, we can choose to be humble and give the other person the benefit of the doubt. That doesn't mean letting people walk all over us. It means that the best way to challenge an antagonistic person's bad behavior is to ask questions that clarify what they're trying to accomplish so that we can help them find kinder, more loving ways to get their point across and meet their needs. Clarifying questions don't accuse or challenge the other person. They hold up a mirror that forces the antagonistic person to ask themselves, is the way I'm acting really helping me get my needs met? To learn more graceful ways to deal with conflict, visit CatholicCounselors.com or check out our book, God Help Me, These People Are Driving Me Nuts, Making Peace with Difficult People.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, we're talking about parenting and family life on our show titled Catholic Home. We're spelling it H-O-M because that stands for Households on Mission. If you like daily support in building a more loving, caring, connected Catholic family life, we encourage you to download the Catholic H-O-M app to get tons of creative resources and daily professional support from our whole team of pastoral counselors. Ask whatever questions you like and develop that community with other Catholic families who are helping each other live more loving, caring, and connected Catholic family lives. Download the Catholic HOM app today or give us a call right now at 877-573-7825. You know, sometimes keeping our family together feels like we're herding cats. And if you've got questions about parenting, family life, discipline, if you're wondering how you and your spouse and kids can come together to have a more meaningful faith or prayer life at home, if you're looking for ways to overcome those little challenges that your family faces with the bickering and all that other stuff that goes on at home that prevents you from enjoying each other as much as you'd like, we are here to help. Give us a call. That number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Steve, who's listening to EWTN Radio, in Nebraska.
On Spirit Catholic Radio. Hey, Steve, welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good, great, thank you. What can we do for you today?
Question I have is an adult son married with a four-year-old, grew up in the Catholic Church. Admittedly, we did not do as much faith-building conversations with him during those young years. And now he's in town, and we would like to have encouragement on how to get them, you know, back into the church. I'm with a couple of other men's groups, and obviously all the same guys have the same problems where their adult kids have gotten away from the church, so we pray for one another's kids.
That's to get that support.
Sure.
Yeah.
And may I ask, you said to get them back into the church. Was your daughter-in-law raised in the Catholic Church as well, or what's her faith background? She was.
In the Catholic Church, American Catholic Church.
Okay. So Steve, talk to me about the conversations that you've had with your son and daughter-in-law about the faith, about coming back. What discussions have you had, and what's their general attitude toward the church?
Well, the most recent conversation I had with my son was about the book of St. Joseph, the year of St. Joseph. And that did not go well because I did not preface the conversation with about spiritual raising your son and not physically raising your son. Conversation went downhill and it's been tense. And we're getting over that. His wife has currently gotten diagnosed with cancer, undergoing cancer treatments. We got St. Peregrine medal and prayer cards for them. And I did tell my son when we were closing out our session after babysitting a couple weeks ago, I'm praying for you. And he said, well, that's good. So I'm taking that as a good sign that he's opening up. We pray for them daily.
Good. Yeah. All right. So
I have to say, Steve, the fact that he's, you know, you're saying after our session babysitting, the fact that he hasn't closed you out of his life, there's no, you know, huge animosity in the relationship as far as that goes. You're allowed to take care of your grandchildren. There are a lot of listeners right now who would just love for that kind of opening connection to be able to have any influence.
So there's
over their
children. There's some room to move here. There's some things to work with. I want to provide a caution for you and a lot of other listeners who are in a similar situation. You know, when we raise, you know, we say, I raised my kids in the faith and they've fallen away as adults. Often what that means, and I don't have time to kind of get into the whole history here, but I'm assuming that this is probably true to some degree for you, especially since you said that you didn't have a lot of faith formation stuff going on at home when you was growing up. You know, when we say our kids were raised in the faith, but then they fell away as adults, a lot of times, not always, but a lot of times, what that means is that we took them to church and that they were sacramentalized. They went through the sacraments, but they didn't necessarily meet the Christ as a real person, and they didn't necessarily get the formation that they needed to understand how their faith can help them lead a joyful and loving life and have strong, healthy, holy relationships. And because of that, kids kind of get the impression that faith is this sort of weird affectation or habit or hobby that mom and dad have that I don't really ever understand. I went along with it just because it was easier to go along than to get along. And then whenever I first had the chance to dump it, I did. So what you want to is, the reason I say that, because we have a tendency to assume that our kids are further along in their faith life than they actually are. Right. And so then we start to kind of have conversations with them about, like you said, about St. Joseph and spiritual parenting and those kinds of things. And he doesn't care about any of that. Right. He doesn't have the formation that he needs to really understand what you're talking about or care about it.
And literally when we say that, he doesn't understand. It would be like if you suddenly started speaking, you know, high church Latin or some completely different, you know, dialect. He just would not have a clue what you're talking about.
Somebody,
it's that kind of jump for
And if
him.
Somebody starts, you know, speaking Russian to you and you don't speak Russian, you know, it's irritating, right? Because why are you doing this, you know?
Well, and they also, one, they don't get it. You know, let's go with that metaphor. If somebody's speaking Russian or some language you don't understand to, A, they don't get it. They're just bewildered. But B, if they know you for a long time and they know you know their language and how they were raised, and suddenly all you will speak to them in is Russian, they're going to start to resent it. It's going to put them off. So it's confusing, and it builds a distance between you.
So as heartbreaking as it is, don't assume that your son has the formation to understand what you're trying to share with him, and back it way up, okay? Now, there are three things that we recommend, and we talk about this more in our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult, Conversations with Our Adult Sons and Daughters, which you can get at CatholicCounselors.com or wherever books are sold. But we talk about how there are three things you can do. The first thing that you need to be doing is looking for those little opportunities to just draw closer. Because evangelization happens through relationship. And when I say draw closer, I don't mean just talking about religious stuff. I just mean being a support, you know, letting them see that you're there for them, that when they have a problem, they think, you know what, I need to call Dad. You know, whenever they're going through a difficult time, I need to reach out to Dad. You know, we can always count on Mom and Dad to be there for us. I don't mean that in a sort of ephemeral, oh yes, our kids know that. I mean, like, on a gut level, they see you guys as primary supports, right? As important supports. And you're drawing closer to them in that way, providing that not just temporal, but emotional support too. When you go to them, you know, by all means, you be praying for them, and especially for your daughter-in-law, and we're going to add her to our prayer intentions list here on More to Life as well. But don't just pray for them on your own, you know. Look for little opportunities to bring God into it by you know, saying, you know, so you're at the bedside, you visit with your daughter-in-law, and you empathize with them, you make that spirit emotional connection with them, but before you leave, without even saying anything, it's just, Lord, please bless my beautiful daughter-in-law. Let her know how much you love her. Please give her your healing grace and help us to know how best to support them and be there for them through this. Amen. And then you change the subject and move on. You don't make a big thing about, can we pray for you, or let us do this, you know, big prayer for you. It's just you slip it in there and then you get out. If you're doing that in the context of developing that supportive relationship, they might look at you a little funny at first, but they'll see it as mom and dad trying to be supportive. And they'll also really have that opportunity to receive that grace and experience you praying for them in that moment instead of just saying, I'm praying for you. The other thing I want you to look at is there any healing that needs to be done in your own marriage or family life? Because, you know, all the research really shows that our adult kids tend to gravitate toward the faith to the degree that they can see the faith making a difference in their family life growing up or in their parents' marriage whenever they're adults. If they can look and see that you and your wife, you know, have an enviable marriage because of the way you share your faith.
It doesn't have to be perfect, but it's enviable because you get through all the hard times. You work out your arguments. You put each other first and respect each other. That's what will really shine out in that way.
Or if there are obvious challenges that you're using the grace that you get from all the all the participation in the sacraments and all the participation you do in the men's group, you're using that grace to go home and work through that stuff with your wife, so that, you know, when your son asks you how things go, and you can say, you know what, I've just been really praying about our marriage, and God's really pointed out some things that we need to do some healing on, and I'm really grateful to God for showing me that and shining the light on it, and we're really making some real progress here, and I'm really grateful to God for giving us the grace to do that work. You know, that's evangelizing your son, because you're showing him through your own witness that your faith is giving you the power to address obvious wounds that he's aware of, that maybe you haven't been aware of, and you're doing the work to heal the relationship so that you can show him the faith as a source of healing and transformation in your own life, in his life possibly as well. And then, you know, as you're doing this, you're looking for little ways to just kind of share your story. You know, the witnessing doesn't mean having a, you know, kind of standing on a street corner and shouting Bible verses and catechism verses. It means just telling the story about how God's shown up for you. You know, so it's just part of the conversation. You don't have to make this about in every conversation, but as you're talking with him and, you know, sharing your life with each other and kind of talking about what's going on, you talk about answered prayers. You talk about the ways God's shown up for you.
You talk about the times that you've been really scared, because I guarantee you your son is really scared right now with his wife's diagnosis and a 4-year-old to take care of and having to go to work. And you talk about those times that you were really scared, but God came through for you in some way. Not in a preachy way, but in a real sharing of your heart, man to man.
All right. And the more you're able to do those kinds of things where you're introducing your son to Christ as a real person, who loves him and cares about him, who loves his wife and cares about his wife, and is working through you to be able to provide real support on a temporal, emotional, and spiritual level, that's how we bring our kids to Christ. It's not through preaching. It's not through, assuming more about their formation than we can and kind of talking on a higher level about religion with them. It's about just on that very basic level, building relationship, sharing our story of faith, bringing Christ into those conversations however we can by praying directly with them, and really, you know, kind of doing the healing work that we need to do to show that healing power of God's grace. We talk more about all of this in our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Adult Sons and Daughters. You can pick that up at CatholicCounselors.com or wherever books are sold, to kind of build on the suggestions that we've made here in the call.
Yeah, and honestly, since you have this men's group, and unfortunately, and it breaks my heart to hear it, but all the men in your group share the same problem with kids who have left the church, you know, feel free to introduce that book, and maybe you should all discuss it together so you really can support each other, not only through prayer, but with real, you know, discussion about how you do this, how you heal these relationships and help your kids come back to the Lord.
And Steve, don't hesitate to reach out to us again here with any other questions you've got. 877-573-7825. Today on More to Life, we're talking about parenting and family life at every age and stage. You know, sometimes keeping our family together feels like we're herding cats, and that's even truer in today's world where we're trying to raise Catholic families. If you've got questions about parenting, about family life, about discipline, if you're wondering how you, your spouse, and kids can come together to have a more meaningful faith or prayer life at home, if you'd like to figure out how to stop bickering or stop those hurdles that you run into as you're trying to build a more loving, faithful, caring, connected family life, we want to help you Find the tools that you need to meet those goals and be the family God's calling you to be. Give us a call. That number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. If you're listening later on to the More to Life podcast, you can also shoot us your questions via email. That address is questions@moretoliferadio.com with the number 2. But if you're listening live, we love hearing your voice and being able to ask those follow-up questions. So, again, the number, 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Joshua chapter 24, verse 15.
Choose today. Will you serve the Lord or the gods of the people in whose country you are dwelling? As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
You know, we read this verse and we think about, you know, worshiping Baal.
Joshua was dealing with when he talked to this crowd.
But there are a lot of gods that our country and our world worships that have nothing to do with Christ, right? There's money, there's activity, there's all the busyness that comes with today's life. And those become gods in a way. And we end up worshiping at those altars instead of choosing family life and recognizing the importance of bringing Christ into our homes and doing what we need to do to let our homes be the place where we live out that example of Christ's love so that his love and grace can shine out in our hurting world through our homes. So choose today, as Joshua says, you know, who will we serve? As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. We are taking your calls about parenting and Catholic family life when More to Life continues after the break. Whether you've got questions about littles or adult kids or anywhere in between, we want to help you overcome those parenting hurdles you might be experiencing or any other challenges that you're facing in trying to raise a more faithful, loving, caring, connected Catholic family life. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your questions coming up right after the break.
May is the month of Mary. How are you planning to honor the Blessed Mother? Whether it's planting a Mary garden in your yard, placing flowers by her image in your home, or adorning a statue of her with a handmade crown, there are many ways to express devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. EWTN invites you to celebrate along with us as we honor our Blessed Mother throughout her month with masses, devotions, TV, and radio specials.
The Encounter Conference, June 26th through the 28th at the New Glass City Center in Toledo, Ohio. 15 powerful speakers.
It is the encounter with the Holy Spirit that makes Jesus come alive and gives us the courage and the wisdom to go forth and to even risk our own lives.
Everyone pretty much says the miracles that Jesus did are real. The miracles that the early church did are real.
As often as the popes are talking about the new evangelization, they're also saying we need to pray for a new Pentecost. We need to return to the upper room. Encounter represents the church returning to the upper room. As we're coming boldly before God and asking him to renew that Pentecostal fire for the strength, the gifts, and the wisdom to be able to preach Jesus to a lost and broken world so that we can become fully alive in him so that the world may come to believe that Jesus is the one whom God sent.
Register today at EncounterConference.org. That's EncounterConference.org.
This program is brought to you by the following nonprofit underwriter.
Are you longing to hear God's voice? Lord, Teach Me to Pray, the free Ignatian prayer series will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking, and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord, Teach Me to Pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, click on the red box, order the Lord, Teach Me to Pray series now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and EWTN has lots of great shows to help you live a more joyful and abundant Catholic life. And calling all Catholic men out there, tune into the Bear Wozniak Adventure, airing Saturday night at 6 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio, where Bear Wozniak challenges men to deeper conversion and to servant leadership. That's the Bear Wozniak Adventure, airing 6 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. We're taking your calls right now about Catholic parenting on More to Life. The number is 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Karen, who's listening to EWTN Radio in North Carolina.
Hey, Karen, welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Hi. Yes, I have a daughter and a daughter-in-law that are a little bit at odds at the moment, and I just don't know how much I should interject in that and trying to mend them or getting them to talk, or if I need to just back off and let them work it out themselves.
Well, how fun for you. So what's going on between the two of these young ladies?
Yeah. And to add another element, that my daughter is getting married in September and has asked my daughter-in-law to be in the wedding, which she accepted.
Okay.
But then, since then, you know, they've had a little spat, and so now that's kind of hanging in the balance as well. So.
Okay, so what are they spatting about? What's going on?
Well, my daughter is very outgoing, very energetic, talks a lot, very animated. My daughter-in-law is more the quiet, reserved type. And my daughter just, you know, in going through her marriage prep, has learned about communication and being direct but kind. And so she just asked my daughter-in-law, you know, was there, because she sensed, you know, her being a little cold and her body language and just not engaging with her. And so she said, is there something, do we have a beef? Is there something we need to talk about? And my daughter-in-law just has just spouted at her, you know, you just talk a lot and, you know, you're a lot to handle and you, you know, your personality.
Okay.
So
course, some personality conflicts
left.
Here.
My daughter,
all right.
My daughter,
okay.
Yeah.
Upset.
Okay, so let me jump in because we've only got about 3 minutes or so before they play us out. So, you know, you don't want to be triangulated in any kind of conflict between your daughter and daughter-in-law. That doesn't mean you stay out of it entirely. What it means is that, you know, you can empathize with the person who's complaining to you at the moment, but then redirect them to healthy ways to express that to the person who they're upset with. Right, so your daughter complains to you about the daughter-in-law. And, you know, you say, I'm really sorry you're going through that. I understand how frustrating that is. I can see how angry you are, how frustrated or how upset you are. You know, how could you talk to daughter-in-law about that? What do you think you wish you could say to her? You know, how could you say that in a way that you think she'd hear, right? Daughter-in-law complains to you about, oh, you know, your daughter's just a lot to handle. I love her and all, but she just, you know, talks so much and she... Yeah, I can understand how you feel. You sound like you feel really overwhelmed, and you really feel like you're that she's demanding a lot from you, and it's kind of hard sometimes to be around her. And I'm really sorry you feel that way. What do you wish you could communicate to my daughter, and how do you think you could share that in a way that she'd be able to hear it? Right. So you're not taking sides at all. You're not saying, you're not making explanations for one or the other, because even doing that, it's like, well, you know, you need to understand that so-and-so is this way. That never plays well, because it feels like you're taking their side. You want to empathize fully with the person who's complaining to you in the moment, and be genuinely, I'm so sorry you're feeling that way, or I can really see that this is hurting you or frustrating you or whatever, you know, but then you redirect in healthy ways to bring that up to the person that they're upset with. And so you're in a sense the facilitator of the process for reconciliation, but you're staying out of the middle of the content. You know, you're not dealing with any of the content and trying to defend anybody or offer solutions or any, because that always blows up in your face. The best thing you can do is empathize and redirect toward, you know, the other person, what they need to say and how they need to say it. You can also pray with them if they're open to that. You know, Lord, I don't know what to do to help my daughter and daughter-in-law get along better. But I just give them to you, and I ask you to help give them the words and the grace they need to work this out, and help me be, you know, the support that they both need me to be, so that you know, I can be there for them and do whatever I can to help bring more peace into the family. Amen. Right, and you can do that as well, and remind them to be praying about this, so that they can find the words that God wants them to use in confronting each other or talking to each other in a charitable way. And when you do that, you know, you're doing good, right? You're staying out of the drama, but you're facilitating a process by which peace can be worked toward, right? And that's really the best thing that you can do in that situation. We do talk more about this kind of thing again in the book, having meaningful, sometimes difficult conversations with her adult sons and daughters. Feel free to check that out if you want to build on the suggestions that we've made here. But I think the ideas we propose will get you started at least. Thanks so much for the call, Karen. If there's more we can do for you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here on the show. And listeners, if you are looking for ways to build a more loving, caring, connected, faithful Catholic home life, we really invite you to download the Catholic HOM app. Every day on Catholic HOM, we provide tons of resources like downloadable activities, podcasts. We have monthly live stream Q&As, a really informed and faithful community of other Catholic families. Plus, we're offering daily pastoral support with our whole team of pastoral counselors on the app. We're not providing counseling, but we are doing coaching and advice giving and really helping parents overcome all the hurdles that they face in trying to build a more faithful, loving, caring, and connected Catholic household on mission. Check out the Catholic HOM app today and learn more about building a loving Catholic home. That's all the time we've got for today's program. Thanks so much for tuning in. If there's more we can do for you, don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com, where you can work with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor and get out there and celebrate the life God has for you, because with His grace, there's so much more to life.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.